Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Perfect.
Fly Pelican. Fly Pelican. Fly Pelican. And I tell them that.
Hang gon' lie, I feel flyer than I ever been. You stay ballin', this New Orleans, I'm a Pelican. It's going down in the nest, wild, wild west. Come in town and you best show us some respect. 3-point threat, I better make it rain. If it's up, then don't jump stupid like your ankle sprain. Always said, never hate the player, hate the game. Jump a where the dang late, punch a train. Post game, big Q, talking about business. Bird gang, YouTube, they ain't flocking with us. Lock up the division mission, get into the finals. Finish competition, then it's going win the title. I know the flyer than you can get. Such a threat that the refs just might call a tag. You could double, you could press, but you can't check. Right, left, slide by you like a Eurostat.
Fly Pelican, fly Pelican, fly Pelican. And I tell them that birds of a feather flock together. Fly, die, I'm a Pelican forever. Pelican forever. And never, and never, and never, and never, and never, and never say birds of a feather flock together. Yeah, fly, die, I'm a Pelican forever. Pelican forever.
I had it going right away. I thought the free throw, getting to the free throw line, helped him develop more of a rhythm. And, you know, he was big time for us tonight.
Do you feel like you've seen a little bit more of that from him lately, just willingness to go to the rim directly instead of, you know, pulling up as much as he has in the past?
I think he's mixing it up still. He's taking what the defense is giving him. The last few games have been more of paint attack opportunities because of lack of rim protection. He's reading the game well in that sense. There'll be games where teams are packing the paint and we have to make shots, and that'll be a part of it too. So just reading the game, reading what the defense is giving him, and he's exploiting it.
Yeah, 30 plus assists for your team. How much do you like the ball movement tonight?
Love it. Beautiful to watch. That's what we're about. It's good to see us, you know, no matter who we play, just play well.
JV, I mean, you guys have really started to kind of go to him a little bit more. Just what has it meant to have him as a guy who can kind of settle things down, especially in these last three, how you've used him?
I think it's important for us. JV, whether he scores or not, when he touches the ball in the post, it creates offense for us. So there's times where we just got to throw it down to him, allow him to operate. We continue to work on it as a team, the different reads out of the post. And I thought he did a really solid job tonight of selling us down when we needed it.
When you have a game that gets out of hand the way this one did score-wise, what were you trying to work on with your team? Were there specific things that you wanted to see out of them, and particularly in the second half?
It doesn't matter who we play. We have to continue to build. Our execution should be at a certain level, should be at a certain standard. Our defense, our communication on the defensive end, rebounding the ball. These are all things that builds your confidence going into the next game, no matter who touches the floor. I thought we were solid in that area tonight.
It was the first back-to-back wins, I guess, since early February. But how important was it just to finally be able to string two wins together?
It's extremely important with where we are. The Western Conference is a tight race. It's going to come down probably to the last few games of the season. We want to pile up as many wins as we can. And we're in a decent spot. We just got to go take care of business once again.
Coach, how does the mentality for these games kind of differ from the mentality of the games maybe 3 or 4 months ago?
In what way?
Just coming into these games, as you mentioned, with the standings being so close and that's really being down the stretch.
I think they're more meaningful games because the guys understand what's at stake. So you get down to the last, I don't know, maybe 20, 15 games of the season. You look at the standings and you got to continue to play no matter where you are, 5, 6, all the way down to, 12, 13. It's important for us, and I think it's pretty fun for our group. You get to play in meaningful games. There's some pressure that comes with it. So practices mean more, film sessions mean more, getting your rest off the floor, and then our execution during games, and that's what we're trying to build towards. Thank you, guys.
For all things Pelicans, you know, tuned into the Pelican Post Game Report. Much love to the flock. Appreciate y'all joining us for a happy installment of the Pelican Post Game Report. The Pels take care of business. Pelicans hammer Spurs 119-84. And the first of two home games for the Pelicans against lottery teams. The Pelicans take care of business, man. This was kind of outing that a lot of the Pelican faithful were wanting to happen, and the Pelicans gave them every bit of that. I'm Big Q. We've got DC chimed in the broadcast tonight. We appreciate each and every last one of y'all for joining us for this installment of the Pelican Post Game Report. Please feel free to hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, and by all means, feel free to share the show on your social media feed. DC, the Pelicans get the win in a good manner, man. It should help a lot of the faithful be a little bit happier in the Pelicans win tonight, bro. Get the I'm the only two-game winning streak that quick.
Yeah, man. They definitely went out and handled business. The Spurs didn't exactly play their best lineups or their best players, but what made it impressive is that the Pels went out and dominated, as they should. You got to be happy with that, man. You can't argue with results. You definitely love the focus, love them being able to stay locked in, as this could have been a trap game. Spurs ain't really playing for nothing, actively trying to tank, but they got a lot of hungry guys that they put out there tonight that's, fighting for time, man, fighting for the ability to be able to get more minutes and potentially maybe go somewhere else and have a bigger role. So the Pels went out tonight, handled their business, played beautifully. I don't think you could have asked for a better game. This is probably one of the most solid games seen all season from the Pels, minus the turnovers. I guess that's the only negative. But other than that, man, they played great D. They facilitated the ball. Brandon Ingram played phenomenal. So did JV. Trey chipped in as well. And it just was an all-out great performance, man. But where probably not still feeling great, because you still dropped that one against the Rockets. Now you got to go make it happen against Charlotte. These two teams are just two teams you feel like you should beat. When you get to that Clipper game, maybe even by the Portland game or whatever, you still got something going on, man. People probably start feeling a lot better about it. But this feels like business as usual to me, man. This is what they were supposed to do. And big shout out to them for handling business, man, because I think this team, if they can stay focused and just keep the game simple the way they did tonight, because even though this isn't a highly talented Spurs squad that they play, because they didn't play them with all of their guys, you still can replicate a lot of this, the rhythm, the flow, the tempo of the game, just keeping everything simple, man, and not making stuff hard for yourself. I think that can be replicated no matter who we play. And this version of the Pels we saw tonight can still be the same version of the Pels against whoever the opponent is. So glad to see it, man. Hope they can keep it up. They just need to keep their composure, stay focused. And I'm liking the new look Pels, man. Good people are knowing their roles. They're staying within themselves, playing as a team. And most importantly, they're sharing the ball, man. No hero ball, iso ball, as you heard B.I. said at the end of one of those other games. He said they played a little bit too much of that. And he's being a man of his word. And I also see CJ's game changing as well. As you heard Willie talk about it, he's attacking the paint more and not taking so many of those contested three-pointers and mid-range shots. So shout out to the Pels, man. Great win.
Team stats for the Pelicans in the win, 30 of 87 from the field for 45 of 81 from the field for the Pelicans for 55.6%. 10 of 24 from downtown for 42%. They were 19 of 23 from the foul line for 82.6%. Spurs, 30 of 87 for 34.5%, 13 of 41 for 32%, 11 of 19 for almost 58%. So not good numbers by the young Spur club, but the Pelicans 49 rebounds tonight, big on the boards for the Pelicans, 44 of which was defensive. They had over 30 assists versus 22 by the Spurs, 8-8 on the steals, 3-2 on the blocks advantage Spurs, turnovers Pelicans 16-16, both 21 points off turnovers from both squads, 13 points to 8 on fast break points for the Pelicans, 58-32 points in the paint. Pelicans led by as much as 36 were comfortable through this entire game. They dominated all quarters and they sweep the Spur club on a season 4-0. DC, team stats that impress.
Field goal percentage, man, 55% lets you know that they're taking great shots. And in this game, that happened to be them pushing the pace, right? They rebounded the ball off of misses, man, and they recognized that the Spurs weren't getting back. And they just made intelligent basketball plays in that way. And the field goal percentage shows that, along with the assists as well. You know, we got 31 assists. When the Pels getting 28, 27, 30, 31 assists, stuff like that, they're not going to lose a lot of those games, man. When they shed a ball, they're highly successful. And also leading to the last stat, when they play paint to great, as Willie would say, they're highly successful. And they got 58 points in the paint tonight to the Spurs 32. So those three stats, man, really tell the whole game. The Pels focused on being highly efficient. Even their three-point percentage was nice as well, 41%, even though they didn't hit that number of 40 or 30, 33s. That they want to hit 30 to 35. But the ones that they did take, they shot at a pretty high clip at 41%, and that happened because they were paint the great, handled their business, man. So they also won the rebound battle. That jumps out. Just complete domination. You know, won most of the categories here, but just that field goal percentage is what stands out to me, the assists and the paint points. So that was the keys to victory.
Yeah, they did a fantastic job individually speaking. The Pelicans were able to get the win, man. And it was awesome, man, seeing them dominate an inferior opponent, man, because this is what we're supposed to do when it comes down to it, dominate the weaker opponent. All right, so let's go into the individual stats by the Pelicans in the matchup. Of course, B.I. put up a excellent 32 points in 31 minutes of action. He was sitting up at 10 of 16 from the field. He was perfect from downtown, 2 of 2, and perfect from the charity stripe. He went there 10 times. So he was able to complete 10 of 10, 32 points, 7 assists, 4 boards, and a block for BI. He did have 5 turnovers, but plus 25 on the plus minus. Set a 19 from Valanciunas in 28 minutes, 18 of 10 from the field. He hit a 3-pointer, and he was 2 of 2 from the charity stripe, finished with 19 points, 15 boards, 5 assists. Big V had it going on in a solid effort, plus 11 on the plus minus. 17 from Trey Murphy in 31 minutes, 6 of 12 from the field. 3 of 9 from downtown. He was perfect from the charity stripe, 17 points, 3 boards. 15 from CJ McCollum in 30 minutes of action, 6 of 14 from the field, 1 of 3 from downtown. 2 of 2 from the charity stripe, 15 points, 8 boards, 4 assists, and 2 steals from C-Mac. Herb Jones, 25 minutes of action, only 4 points, but had a lot of good defense, just passing, 4 assists, a couple of rebounds for him. And then off the bench from the Pelicans, as everybody got an opportunity to get in the game. 25 minutes, Jay Rich gave you 10 points, 3 boards, 2 assists for him, 7 from Billy Hernan Gomez, 8 from Najee Marshall, and a couple of rebounds in the matchup. So the Pelicans did what they had to do to get them on up out of there. And the top scorer for their club, the Spurs, was, I'm not going to even try to produce that pronounce that guy's name, but he had 20 points in the match. DC, let's go into it, man. Who you like? I know it's who you got individual.
The three guys, B.I., Trey, and Jonas, man. But shout out to CJ as well, who played a pretty damn good game in my opinion. You know, shout out to Jay Rich, man, them 10 points off the bench was huge at high efficiency. Shout out to him. As Dice had some good defensive plays, and Najee played well as well. So team effort all the way around the board. But the guys that really brought it home, man, was led by none other than Trey Murphy, you know, shooting a 50% clip. Only 3 of 9 from 3, man. We got a lot of good looks. A lot of shots looked good. Just a lot of in and out. So he could have very well had a maybe 24-point game, you know, but wound up with 17 points, gave 3 rebounds, a block, you know, and just some timely shots, man. Trey doing Trey things out there, looking well. Really, really excited to see what he's going to look like with Zion back. Excited to see that, man. It's gonna be something. Next guy, man, would be none other than Big V. He's been leading the charge these last 3 games, really. You know, Big V has become basically the second option. Just like, yeah, that's right. First 10, CJ is best as a number 3 option. Right now, that's the best way for us to play. And it's leading the wins right now because you're running everything through JV, especially early in the game. He's kind of like opening the game up, and Brandon's kind of like closer. So Big V setting the tone early, and if you don't double him, he's gonna eat you alive in there. And if you do double him, well, he can pass. Shown tonight by his 5 assists. You know, did have 5 turnovers. B.I. had 5 turnovers as well. But you know, take the good with the bad. So did everything else great though. Man got 15 rebounds. Gave 2 steals, 19 points in total. Only got to the free throw line 2 times, though. JV, I know he got fouled more than 2 times on those 10 attempts, but nonetheless made it happen, and he hit a 3-pointer. Nice game from JV, man, the double-double machine himself. When he plays good and we keep him involved, it's turning into a winning style of basketball, so we need to keep riding this wave, man, on until Zion comes back. And even when Zion comes back, I think we still should give JV a lot of these looks, man. It's just highly efficient basketball, and there's really no answer.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
For the more weapons you have for him to kind of play off of those double teams that he's going to create. So paint the great. Start with JV. And the man of the hour, none other than Mr. Brandon Ingram, Brandon Kingram, whatever you want to call him. You know, he's on fire tonight, man. It's almost looked like it was just too easy. B.I. was just out there. Like he was taking a walk in the park, man, picking flowers and looking at the birds and the bees and doing whatever the hell he wanted to do. You know what I'm saying? Got to the free throw line 10 times. That's a huge plus. We've seen that twice in the last three games. That was always a big issue with B.I. not getting enough of those calls. He's figuring out a way right now. Obviously, he's the best player on the floor these last three games. But he's figured out a way to get the officials' attention and get to the line, man. If he can continue to keep this up, I mean, B.I. can pretty much score 30 every game. If you give him 7 or 8 free throws, give him 10 a night, B.I. can score 30 every game. It's no question. He got to his spots, man, raised up, hit his shots, you know, got a couple of rebounds, got you 4 rebounds, and he was dishing out some dimes, man. He got 7 of them things. And all of them happened in the first half, you know. So he really set the table before he went ahead and went to work and dropped, I think, a 16 or 18 point third quarter. Go ahead and put the nail in the Spurs, man, and pretty much end that thing. He even ended the game with a block. B.I. is playing great defense right now. He's just doing it all, man, setting the tone, leading the charge. Best player out on the court this game, the last game, and the game before that, and probably the game before that. And he just showed it tonight. So this is the potential that B.I. has. That's why so many of us are high on him and refer to him as not just an all-star, but a guy with the potential to be a superstar, or is a superstar, depending on who you ask. So shout out to B.I. Shout out to the whole Pell squad, Big V, Trey, CJ, Najee, Dice, Jay Rich. Those guys led the charge, man, and pretty much went and got us the victory.
Yeah, the next one we got on tap, fam, after knocking off the Spurs, is the second of the home games before we hit the road on a challenging schedule. 4-game road trip. We got the Charlotte Hornets coming in here on the 23rd. So there you go. We got in a couple days, we will be facing the Charlotte Hornets 23-50. They 11-26 on the road. Pelicans improved to 35-37, 23-13 at home. This is another one that we need. Now, we were able to beat this team last year, 124-112. This will complete the series between them. And, of course, the Pelicans need to get this one as well. Scary Terry is the top guy, according to statistics, 21 points a game, 5 assists. Richards is the top rebounder for their squad. We know B.I. is our top scorer. Valanciunas is the top rebounder, and McCollum's our top assist guy. So matchup indicator was right. The last time Pelicans blasted the Spurs, they got us knocking off the Hornets with the same way, 77% of the vote this way. So let's get into it. DC, we know we're familiar with this team. Of course, they don't have Ball there. He's hurt. But Scary Terry, Kelly Oubre, and several other players always seem to have, well, especially Rozier. You got to watch out for him. Kelly's another guy that has good outings against us, but this is a team that's banged up, but they've shown some type of spunk every now and again. We can't have a slip on any slippage involved. Got to come out with a similar mentality than what we had with the Spurs and be able to dominate this team. Let's get our thought. Let's kind of close out these thoughts with this team. We'll hit the standings and then we'll look at our remaining schedule.
Yeah, this team is still a pretty formidable team, man. You go in there all lackadaisical, not handling your business. The Charlotte will get a win on you, man. Kind of similar to the Rockets team. I don't think they're as talented, but with the talent that they do have, they have a lot more maturity and get some guys that came from programs that, you know how to win and have won. Kelly Oubre is really the guy right now for them, man. He's been killing it. I think he's averaging probably about 25 points a game on the month since LaMelo went down. He's the guy that stepped up, you know. So Terry always gives us a tough game, you know, against us, man. He always get buckets on us. And we got to figure out a way to deal with that. But we also got to contend with Kelly Oubre. You can't give Gordon Hayward those open three-point shots. He's going to shoot your lights out. P.J. Washington does what he does, good two-way guy. Gonna play defense, gonna get boards, you know what I'm saying? Score down in paint. Got a decent little mid range as well. So you gotta go out there and handle your business. We can't relax against these guys. Can't go out there thinking it's gonna be like the Spurs game. They'll get a dub on us, man. So but nonetheless, Pel should definitely win this game. We go out here and we don't basically drop the ball, man. Or just pull a whole choke move. This should be a W for us, but it starts with containing that backcourt of Terry Rozier and Kelly Oubre. That's why I say this looks a lot similar to the Rockets game, because a lot of what we got to contend with is right there in their backcourt. That's where the majority of their points are. That's how they're going to get their bread and butter. So we gotta man up and handle our business and defend these guys. And when we do, you know, Charlotte isn't – they ain't no lights-out defensive team. So you should be able to handle your business on the other end if we stick into the game plan, running everything through JV to get everything started and allow better looks to come about. So I ain't going to say this would be a relatively easy win for the Pels, but the Pels should definitely win this game. But they have to stay focused and also remember what happened to them in Houston. Get up by 15, 16 points. You can't let your guard down. This team will come back, make it interesting, man, and then you could get embarrassed.
Yeah, that's an understatement, DC. They definitely have to stay focused, man. That's the thing. We can't take anybody lightly. Remembering the Houston matchup, which was another win we can't lay down to. The Hornets team, they're a lottery team, and it's at home. You expected to win against a lottery team, especially at home when you better have a severely better road record. I mean, a home record than you do on the road. Looking at the moving forward and hitting up the team statistics, let me refresh because it's been a second since I had this up here. I'm going to refresh the statistics right now, and you can see right here the Pelicans sitting at number 12 right here in the Western Conference race right here, tied with the Lakers. So the Pelicans sitting up there tied with the Lakers. We are, you know, we don't
move. A lot can change with the Clippers game. Clippers Thunder game, Big Q. We can definitely move in the standings. I don't think we jumped the Lakers, but maybe that bumps us in the 10th, because I think we definitely move past OKC if they lose to the Clippers tonight.
All right. Well, we probably, I don't know, I'm going to have to probably pull that game up and see exactly what the score is right now on them. I'll look at that.
Yeah, I don't know what Utah and the Lakers obviously probably would move up, but we could possibly move into the 10th.
Yeah, that ain't going to be, they're at the end of the first right now. So, 23-22, Thunder leading away against them right now. So yeah, and the Kings trail into the Celtics 60-54. So that's a little bit of what's going on here with the other couple of games that's still in progress. Kings in halftime right now with that score. Thunder's just 23-22 at the end of the first quarter. So yeah. So anyway, this is what it is right now, fam. All we can keep doing is just keep winning and then hope for other teams ahead of us to continue to lose or fall apart. Let's look at these, the remaining schedule right here. And as you can see right here, it just winds down, family. Charlotte's next. That's Thursday the 23rd, 7 p.m. tip-off time. And then a couple days later, we'll be in L.A. against the Clippers on March the 25th. That following Monday the 27th is Portland. Dame time, if he's available. Tuesday, March the 28th, the next day is Golden State. Then a couple of days after that, on the 30th, it'll be Denver. Then after that, March is done with, and the Pelicans open up the final five games of the regular season against the Clippers at home. Tuesday, they'll have Sacramento. The very next day, they'll have Memphis. A couple of days later, New York. And then they close out a couple of days after that on April the 9th, Sunday, against the Minnesota Timberwolves. In
Minnesota. What Big Cat and Anthony Edwards, apparently, now, if you haven't heard the news, family, they said they could be back as soon as Wednesday. So that April 9th matchup is definitely going to be one to behold. Hopefully we have Zion back, right? Pretty sure we should hear some updates on that at some point during this week. Could be as soon as tomorrow. Thought maybe we hear something today. They're still quiet. But Zion did get a brand new big old tattoo. And he still looks in pretty good shape from the pictures I saw with his shirt off. Mount Zion got it tatted on his back. Don't know what type of subliminal message that is. Hopefully I'm going to say that he's going to come back and dominate. You know how Zion does with music quotes. And he's very quiet guy, but he kind of shows you what's on his mind through action. So looking at these standards, though, man, definitely got our work cut out for us. You know, some games that were looking a little easier as you go on right now, they're looking a little tougher. So there's nothing easy about the schedule, right, Lexa? You say that all the time. And I'm still, I don't want to say hopeful, right, because we ain't doing no hopium, right? But the Pels have shown that they do have the potential to be able to win a lot of these games. Obviously, it's unrealistic to believe that we're going to win all of them, you know, but we still hold our destiny because we play a team like Golden State, who we're behind by like two games. You know, we play a team like the Dallas Mavericks, who we're only behind one game. Play a team, Minnesota Timberwolves, we're behind one game. On the tiebreaker against OKC, definitely got a wish for some good luck against Utah and the Lakers. And, you know, we get a layup with the Portland team. We play good against the Clippers, you know, so got a lot of things working in our favor. The Knicks game, not sure what they're really going to be playing for, second to last game of the season. So maybe we get a game like we had against the Spurs tonight. But all will be seen going throughout this process, man. But definitely ain't nothing to be down about. Pels done enough messing up, looking like they possibly have turned the corner. We can go and win against Charlotte, get this third game out of these four we should have won. Going 3-1 don't sound that bad to me. You know, still would like to have that other Rockets game, but if they get this game against Charlotte, going 3-1 to the Clippers, you know, man, you right back in it. And you beat the Clippers, you never know, man. You got some momentum going into that Portland game. Portland is pretty much bowing out. You know, Golden State's definitely going to be a tough one. But the Pels just got to take it one game at a time, man. Stay focused, handle the business in front of them. And the world is your oyster, man. They can get, I think, statistically, they probably can go as high as number four, you know, depending on what happens with everybody else and then handling their business. So you just don't know where this thing is going to turn out, man. It's going to be a very interesting and exciting end to the season.
All right, and one final article before we go. This is something I just want to share with the Pel Nation. If y'all didn't hear about this, Pelicans reportedly came close to acquiring Beasley and Vanderbilt in the trade before they were – the both players end up going to the Celtics. And this is by way of
the Lakers, Lakers, brother.
Say that again.
The Lakers, not the Celtics.
Yeah, the Lakers. Yeah, might as well be the damn Celtics, how they acquired them people. Anyway, listen to this, fam. Y'all put one in the chat if y'all can hit it. This is from the Low Post podcast. with his commentary on the Pelicans coming close to getting beastly. And
it was, oh my God, you have this pick swap with the Pelicans. You might send Victor Wembanyama to New Orleans. Now it doesn't look like that swap is even going to convey.
And by the way, related in this nexus of mediocrity, the Pelicans were close to getting Beasley and Vanderbilt from Utah at the trade deadline, or close-ish. They had a pretty good offer on the table. It was a draft equity-based offer with a pick that maybe was not as good as the Lakers pick that they ended up trading, but pretty close, I think, from what I've heard. But the issue, one of the issues was, if maybe the picks weren't exactly equivalent, but the other issue was Conley and the Jazz's determination to get off of Conley, and could the Pelicans figure that out somehow? And it became a little complicated, but like that trade ends up helping the Lakers, helping the Wolves, and the Pelicans don't get involved in it. And now they're falling apart, but go ahead with the pick swap.
All right, that was from the little, that was the little information that he was talking about, how close the Pelicans came to acquiring both Vanderbilt and Beasley in the deal before they ended up going to Lakerland for next to nothing. Lakers, I mean, they really, the league really helped them out big time, rebuild that team around about LeBron James. You can't talk about dirtiness and how that all played out. They had absolutely nothing but ended up getting all those players. But anyway, just a little drop, just a little information to drop on the Pelicans, just for the family members to remember that as well, that the Pels were actively involved in trying to acquire those guys, and how the Lakers got them is, don't ask me that. Don't ask me how, because I might have something that you might hear. But anyway, with that
You know how. We all know how, BQ.
Right. All right, so with that being said, let's get out. We're going to get out on that. Let's not appreciate everybody for joining us for this happy installment of the Pelican Postgame Report. Pelicans on a two-game winning streak. Let's make it three Wednesday against the – not Wednesday, Thursday, I think it is, against the Charlotte Hornets. So let's make it pop. Let's make it happen. So with that being said, fam, we're going to get out on that. We appreciate everybody. That's right, everybody in the stream. Thank y'all. Like I said, hit the like button if you hadn't hit it. Hit the subscribe button, and by all means, feel free to share the show's links on your social media feed as well. Also, for the Pelican post-game report, the Flock community, just to let you guys know that there'll be an announcement that we'll be releasing later on this week. So be paying attention to that for opportunities for the Pelican faithful out there. So if you got what it takes, we'll be hitting you with an announcement behind the platform coming soon. We got a lot of stuff shaking and baking behind the scenes. So with that being said, we're going to get out on that. Y'all stay tuned. We're going to holler at y'all on the flip side. Much love, and go Pelicans.
WhoThatDaily.com. That's right, the WhoThatDaily.com. Your one-stop shop for everything New Orleans Saints, New Orleans Pelicans, LSU Tigers, even the top-flight boxing news. So if you're a Who That and you're looking for a place to stay up on your team, WhoThatDaily.com is your site. The WhoThatDaily.com for the sport Who That and all of us.
Check out the Pro Shop. That's right, the Pro Shop is the platform store where you can go and buy all the latest merch to support the platform. Available at the Pro Shops, we have dozens of hundreds of products available for you and your family. Unisex tees for men and women, hoodies and sweatshirts, tank tops, kids and baby items, long sleeve tees, mugs, pillows, wall art, bath bedding, face masks, phone cases, stickers, bags, fanny packs, socks, hats, and many other items. Please feel free to check out the Pro Shops. The link is in the description section below. And remember, it helps the platform continue to grow.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.